Good morning. My name is Daniel Lavick. I head up digital and data solutions for Zulit Pharma. Today, I'd like to talk you through our journey of our blockchain initiative, how we've gone from vaccines to vaccinations. Before I jump in, maybe just a very brief overview of who we are in Zulit Pharma. We are the leading vaccine distributor in Asia, and so the majority of vaccines, including COVID-19 vaccines, come through us in the Asia Pacific region. We have a huge cold room infrastructure, and into 2019, we roughly distributed and sold 40 million vaccines across the region in Asia. Really, our presence is across healthcare. As I mentioned, we are the largest vaccine distributor and also one of the Asia's largest pharma distributors. And in the region, around 75%, a little bit more of all branded vaccines come through us and our distribution chain. We have a world-class technology platform. We partner with some of the leading tech players out there to build a lot of our digital solutions. And we have a very stringent commitment to quality. As I mentioned, largest cold chain network in the region. And we also have a very broad ecosystem with around 80% of healthcare institutions in Asia directly served or touched by us. Our core focus has always been around distribution. So we are a traditional company. We're nearly 100 years old. We are headquartered and we only distribute in the Asia region. We started to make moves into some other spaces. We have a clinical reach or clinical trials business. We have one of the largest third-party administrators in the region. And then underpinning all of that, we have a digital and data practice, which we've established over the last few years. And in there, we run everything from e-commerce platform to what I will talk about today, which is our blockchain network that we use for authentication. So really, we've always seen, or there's been issues along the pharma supply chain. There's never been a problem with distribution of goods, so moving them from one place to the other. But there has been a real challenge around data exchange. And so how can we build a solution, or how can we help to basically break down some of those barriers or walls? And obviously, there's concerns around data ownership, and people are reluctant to share in case that data is used by a third party for whatever reason. And so this was the first challenge that we kind of had to tackle. We also have a number of other challenges in the region, especially. Serialization in Asia is not mandated yet, except for maybe one country that we actually distribute in. So how do we build a solution that allows us to track or trace down to a very granular level? Operations, again, how do we make sure that we're capturing data fully along the supply chain? So things like quality control, temperature tracking, and then being able to authenticate the product itself. These just don't exist currently. And then how do we bring in the kind of the end players in this ecosystem? So the hospitals, the clinics, and then right down to patients. So really, how can we empower a patient to be part of this journey and be able to prove the provenance of the vaccines? And then one of the key things that we are really seeing is around the analytics. And so really being able to break down this siloed data and make use of it. So really, can we find out where all the stocks are at any one point in time? Can we send stocks to particular locations that need it, especially at that time? And so, there's always been there's a huge issue in Asia itself around counterfeit vaccines. The World Health Organization says it's anywhere between 1 in 3 out of 10 products that are sold in this region are either substandard or counterfeit. And then this is obviously being exacerbated by COVID-19 and the things that we're seeing happening in the market. You know, it's not just the issue that we see around the loss of revenue. There's also a huge impact to people's lives here. And I think, again, the World Health Organization estimated it could be as close to 1 million people died because of counterfeit and substandard medicines. So how can we really do something to make a change in this space? And really, how can we work with our key clients, the pharma manufacturers, as well as the security agencies, to do something about what we're seeing in this region? And so what we did was we came up with a solution that we've called Easy Tracker, and it is very basic function. It's basically a blockchain network that gives instantaneous traceability across the pharma supply chain. And what we're doing here is a very simple app that allows a patient or clinic to be able to scan a code on a box and get a response. And those responses then allow them to see the provenance of that particular drug and understand if it's genuine, it's been through a supply chain, or we don't know where it's come from. And so it's really broken down into a few layers. You know, we have the blockchain network, and I'll explain a little bit more about why we chose to go down the direction of blockchain. It's a question we get asked quite often. We then have to put on a digital ID. So because serialization is not mandated, and we're not seeing goods coming in from manufacturers that are already serialized, we have to give a what we would call a pseudo serialized ID to these packets or these products, so that we can see what is going on, where they're coming from. And then obviously there's a quite a large portion around the operations. How do we do our warehousing? How can we tag those particular products to a particular ship to or sold to, so that we can see the full provenance? And then at the very end of it, there's a very simple mobile application which is available for anybody to use. You download it from the stores, and from there you can kind of verify the product before you either get vaccinated or before you actually take it. And so, as I say, we are the first in Asia to have launched something like this. It's not a POC or a pilot. It's something that's live, and it's actually out there and being used. And so, really, what we set out to do is to connect this ecosystem. So, bringing in our key clients, our pharma manufacturers, ourselves, as we play a key part in the distribution around the warehouse, and then our healthcare organizations and medical facilities, and then connecting our end users. And really, this is what we're trying to do with the whole blockchain network. It's really giving a window into what was traditionally siloed data stores. By empowering a patient to be able to scan a product and see the full provenance along the blockchain network. And so, as I mentioned, one of the key questions that we always get is why blockchain technology, and why did we go down this route, and why did we not just use a traditional database? And so what we wanted to do is really build a solution where there is no kind of barriers to entry. We wanted to make sure that we could allow transparency, and really give, as I say, a window into the data, but allow people to be comfortable to share that data, to be in control of that data, to share what they feel comfortable with, and if they don't, they're in full control without having to pass this data over to anybody else. Security is a key factor. You know, really, how we wanted to make sure that we were given a network and sharing data which was as secure as possible. And it obviously has to be able to scale. We're now at around 2 to 2 million plus packets or or products that have been released into the market that are serialized and on the blockchain network? How do we make sure that this can deal with demand as we scale up and we start to put more products and the portfolio onto the solution? And really, the key one is obviously around the trust and integrity. You know, we want to make that this data is immutable. It can't be changed. And if anybody does try, it's obviously detected and we can trace back. And I think that's the key one. You know, when we're dealing with life-saving products or medicines, being able to give that degree of trust and integrity to the patient is key, so that they have the confidence to go forward and take that particular product. And so really what we are now seeing and some of the outcomes that we're seeing for our key stakeholders is obviously if we look at the patient angle, or HCPs and patients, it really is all about empowering them to verify the vaccine. And really, you know, to have confidence that the product is genuine. And it's not just genuine, you know, we're now seeing a lot of requests to extend this network. So can we bring in temperature control, for instance, so that they're not just guaranteed that the quality, that the it's an authentic product, but that also it was stored and transported in the right quality controls. And then we originally started this for product recalls and adverse event reporting. And in the pharma space, and certainly in Asia, it's very difficult to do product recall. So how can we make that more effective? How can we send an alert to a patient to say, you scanned this product and there's been a recall, and really be able to quarantine down to the individual pack level rather than currently what we would see would be on a very large batch level. And then if we look at the next set of stakeholders, really we're looking at how can we help border controls to track and trace either counterfeits or cross-border trade. Really, we see a lot of this at the moment, you know, products that are sold in one country suddenly end up being scanned in another country. How do we actually do something about this? We have no idea how that product got there. If it's a vaccine, how was it transported across if it wasn't in the right cold chain conditions? But then also we can look at down to actual individual channels. You know, we see maybe a product that was sold into a local government hospital suddenly would be scanned in a clinic. So how do we again look at it from that angle? And then obviously the big one is really stopping counterfeits in coming into the market. And again, I'll show some of the results we've been seeing in the space. And then if we look at really healthcare organizations, how can we actually make their lives easier? And maybe not so much around the counterfeit side, but really utilizing this blockchain network that we have. If we're capturing all of this data along the supply chain, how can we then make efficiencies in healthcare organizations? And some of the things that we're starting to see in this space is really around auto-replenishment and being able to have a full view of the inventory levels, no matter where they are at any place in the supply chain, allows us to then take out this human element of having to reorder when we get to, we find we're in a situation where we've run out of stock. And another one is really, can we use this to maybe help a little around warning people that or warning healthcare organizations that goods are about to expire, and then giving them an alert a little bit in advance, so we don't get to a point where we're having to write off a lot of goods from the customer. And then, as I mentioned, the third one fourth point is really around the cold chain and temperature monitoring. Now, we see this as a big kind of quality angle that a lot of our clients and also our customers are asking for. And it's great that we can say, okay, it's a genuine product or an authentic product, but being able to add on these additional data points around where it was stored and how it was stored add a huge amount of value to both the patient and also the healthcare organizations. And so, as I previously mentioned, you know, this is not a pilot, a proof of concept. This is a real life deployment. We've been deployed. We're deployed into four markets now in Asia. We're in Hong Kong, Thailand, Philippines, and Korea. One of the reasons that we started this was really to address a very pressing need that we saw in Hong Kong. There was a huge issue back in 2019 around fake HPV vaccines flooding the market, and really this caused a huge amount of panic, and people were really worried about the safety of the vaccines. And so we worked with our clients to come up with a solution which would be a blockchain-based traceability. And really, it's all about a very simple app that a patient can download. They can scan the code on the box, and it will tell them it's a genuine product, i.e., it was distributed in that country, and it's for sale in Hong Kong. It's not, so it looks like a genuine product, but we have no idea where that product came from. Everything about it looks fine. The code on the box is fine, but it hasn't been through our supply chain, and it's not in our blockchain. And then the third option, or third variant, is when it is actually a genuine product, but it was sold in Hong Kong, but the person who's scanning it's actually stood in Shenzhen and in China, and we have no way of knowing how that product got there. And really, we would say, or we would caution that you shouldn't be actually consuming that product, because we cannot guarantee how it actually made the journey. And so really, this is some of the insights that we're actually seeing, and it was quite it's quite surprising, not surprising, I guess, eye-opening, because this kind of information was never available. People knew, and everybody knew this was going on, but nobody actually had any data points to track it. And then what we started to see is there's a lot of, as I say, cross-border, that's been products moving from different countries. We're seeing a lot of counterfeits now. Actually, we saw when we launched the solution, the number of counterfeits we were seeing were relatively low. I think now we've seen that the counterfeiters have started to maybe start to get wind and starting to kind of evolve their process. And so we're starting to see a lot more counterfeits coming into the market over the last couple of months, actually. But the product itself is highlighting those, so it's stopping those products. Those products are being seized. And we are actually passing this data on to the customs and security forces to do something about it, and actually go after these bad actors. And so it's actually really highlighted, the data insights really highlighted a behavior that people knew was going on, but we just didn't know how we could do anything about it. And so you can see here, this is basically what we're seeing here is kind of cross-border scans. And so a lot of scans taking place in China. These come very quickly. A product will maybe be sold in Hong Kong, and very very quickly we will see a scan showing up on our control tower. And from there, we can actually pass this information. These alerts that go back directly to the manufacturer. They come to us, and then also to the customs and the healthcare organizations in the countries. And really, it's all about kind of highlighting that this behavior going on, and we really need to be part of a kind of a solution to do something about it. And so, as I say, we haven't so far we're having great success in what we've done here. The product itself is doing exactly what we hoped it would do when we set out to build the solution. It's now all about kind of scaling this to more materials or more products, and a key focus is obviously around vaccines, and this is not just limited to COVID vaccines. We're obviously looking across the entire vaccine portfolio, and really how can we start to build out this network more, to bring in more data points. How can we bring on more people into the ecosystem, and really one of the key focuses we're looking at now is how can we make this a very much an open platform. You know, no, there's no barriers to entry, no matter what blockchain you're running or what cloud you're running, we can make it very easy so that anybody can join. And that's always been the kind of the vision is to build this network so that it becomes an open network and we are giving data or insights to people who need them most and so that they can make the right decisions. And so with that, I've come to the end of my presentation. I'd like to thank Conry2x for the opportunity to kind of present the journey that we've been on at Zulid Pharma. I hope it was interesting, and I'm very open to answer any questions about how we got to where we are or the challenges that we faced to get to where we are now. And I look forward to speaking to you all again in the future. Thank you so much. Thanks.